From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM, and I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. And now gather around the radio and listen to Coast AM all night. Thanksgiving open lines this hour for you, followed by Drunvalo Melchizedek as we talk about the magnetic pole shift. Get ready for that. Here's what's happening. Well, it's happening right now. U.S. shoppers taking advantage of retailers offering a Thursday night start to the traditional post-Thanksgiving holiday shopping season, lining up stores to get deals on electronics and other items. This year, for example, Target joined Walmart stores and Gap being open at least part of the day on Thursday. But there are a lot of people in line right now for these massive sales. They call it Black Friday. Started in Philadelphia back a long, long time ago. And, you know, retailers are hoping this is the big kickoff for the fourth quarter, the Christmas holiday season, to get sales way up. When we have open lines in a few moments, we'll open up these phone lines. If any of you happen to have a little radio and you're listening to us and you're in line waiting, well, check in with us. I'll give you the numbers in just a moment. Former three-time world boxing champion Hector Macho Camacho is brain dead following a drive-by shooting in Puerto Rico. Relatives are expected to decide very soon whether to remove the 50-year-old Camacho from life support. He is clinically brain dead, according to his doctors. He was shot in the neck and face late on Tuesday when he sat in a parked car in a San Juan suburb. The driver was killed. Police have no motive yet for that shooting. A high-speed pileup of up to 150 vehicles on a fog-bound Texas interstate highway killed at least two people on Thursday, injured up to 100 people. How about this bizarre story? A 68-year-old man has pleaded not guilty to killing his wife after police found her severed head and her body parts cooking at their home in Southern California. Police say they responded to neighbors' complaints about a foul odor coming from the couple's home in Oceanside. An officer entered the home through a window, said he saw on the stove three pans containing the parts of the 73-year-old woman. People in Gaza and southern Israel are starting to return to a normal life following a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. A number of rockets were fired from Gaza in the first few hours of the truce, but Israel did not respond. A strong 5.9 magnitude earthquake shook central Chile, causing office buildings in the capital to sway for almost a minute, but authorities say no major damage reported, ruled out the possibility of a tsunami along its coast. But what is happening in the world of earth changes? Research physicist and author Stan Dale with us. Stan, it's just a matter of time before the big one hits us, isn't it?
Sure is, George. We've talked about it a number of times. Fortunately, I've been able to reestablish the method I've developed to forecast earthquakes between 1 and 5 days ahead of time along the coastal regions of the continent. It is really as good as, or perhaps better than, the one I originally did before we lost access to the data from the Navy back in 2006.
Now, how did you get access again? What happened?
Well, because the access was taken away last time, I couldn't use FinMock, so I've gone to another source, and all I'm going to say is that it does use satellites and ocean data, and because I want this source of data to stay up there and not be taken down.
I understand.
If you get my drift.
I do, and this will give you, what, a five-day window, you think?
Oh, yeah. Look, I'm even getting some at 1 and 2 days. I mean, it's just I've only had it up for 2 weeks now then. It's on our website, and you can just scroll down one page, you know, on standeo.com. You'll see a picture of the world there, a little rectangle. Just click on that, and it gives you every day's forecast for the last 2 weeks already. And it's just it is just astounding. It's working so good.
All right, we're going to expect you to be calling us quickly, Stan, when you get some information, okay?
I will do that, George.
Stan Dale's website, Stan Dale, he spells his last name, DEYO.com, part of our Twitter feed at coasttocoastam.com. A Cape Air flight headed to Nantucket had to quickly turn around after a large bird crashed through the pilot's window. Maybe the bird was trying to get away for Thanksgiving. Who knows? The pilot of the Cessna 402C was scratched by glass. Four passengers spattered with the bird's blood after the collision. The pilots were able to land safely. Nobody hurt. It's called The Hidden Hand. It's a documentary about the possibility of alien abductions, positive ET contact, the possibility of extraterrestrial presence here on Earth. One of those involved with this, none other than Dr. Roger Lear, and he's with us now. Roger, this is exciting. How long has this been in the works?
Well, the actual making of the film, George, has been underway for over a two-year period. And we reached the finality with it. And I think that, as far as I'm concerned, it's probably one of the best documentaries covering the UFO subject that I've ever seen. It has nothing to do with the fact that I'm in it.
and you know, many of our coast-to-coast guests, Whitley Strieber's in it, Yvonne Smith, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, and so many others, Richard Dolan, Paula Harris, they're all in this documentary, so I look forward to
it. Everybody that's a respected researcher in the field of ufology is in this. There's a part on ancient history, you know, where it all began, what was the evidence at that time. Really a great film and a limited opportunity for some people to see it. And I want to mention that this is put on through a private organization called JCE Events. It's being held at a studio in Marina Del Rey called Just Cause Motion Capture Studio. And there's only a limited number of seating for outside guests. So I'm going to give out a website, which is jceevents@gmail.com. They'll have to go through that website and receive an invitation. Limited number of seatings. There's a little refreshments that start at 6:30 p.m. Saturday, December the 1st. The screening will be at 7:30.
And I understand it's free.
And it's absolutely free.
You can't beat that deal, Roger. Well, Ron, let me ask you about the documentary. Do they conclude anything? Don't give it away, of course, but do they come up with some conclusions?
Well, let's put it this way in a very broad way since you brought the question up. If after seeing this documentary, you don't believe in the reality of the situation, then you've been holding your head underwater just a little bit too long.
The documentary Hidden Hand is a very comprehensive series of interviews detailing all the aspects of contact and intelligent aliens, things we've talked about on this program for so many years. Roger, how are you feeling, by the way? I've got to ask
you
that.
Well, actually, I'm happy to report I feel good. I finished my eighth book, which has been published in France, and now we're working on the American version.
Okay, good.
We've got a new organization that we're going to be dealing with, which is part of an older one, CIRO, which is a close encounter research organization. Part of Yvonne Smith's group's going to go international. And we're going to have our first international, very small mini conference on January the 12th, right here in Thousand Oaks. And Travis Walton and two of the drivers in the truck, those that know the story, will be there. So
fire in the sky. I love the
guy. Fire in the sky.
Exactly. All right, Roger. You take care. I'm glad you had a great Thanksgiving as well. You're a fighter. Dr. Roger Lear was very ill several months ago. Nice to know that he's had a tremendous rebound here. So, as I mentioned, we've got Thanksgiving open lines for you. Let me give you the numbers. Here we go. And by the way, if you're in line somewhere shopping Black Friday, check in with us. West of the Rockies, 800-618-8255. East of the Rockies, 800-825-5033. The first-time caller line is 818-501-4721. The wild card line is 818-501-4109. The Skype line, we got so many lines here, George97313. Those are the numbers. Open lines next. Thanksgiving open lines this hour on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Thanksgiving open lines. Here I'm George Norrie. This, of course, is Coast to Coast AM. I had a house full of people here in St. Louis. Heading back to Los Angeles tomorrow, but they had a great time. I got to tell you, it is fun prepping and timing and cooking for a lot of people. I hate the cleaning up portion. It is, and those of you who went through this today, you know what I'm talking about. It is a pain in the neck. Thank God I had my daughters here and their friends and our friends, and everybody contributed to cleaning up. But I've got to tell you, it is so fast to cook, to eat, but then when you have to clean this stuff up, unbelievable. It really is. I don't know how major restaurants do it. Anyway, we got Thanksgiving open lines for you. If you happen to be in line out there, Black Friday shopping, people are getting in line right now. I've never done this, by the way. I've never gone shopping on a Friday night in the wee hours, Thursday night into Friday. I've never done that. I always stayed away from Black Fridays. But if you're out there, check in with us as well. Let's pick it up by going, first of all, to Burlingham, Washington. Ed is with us. Hey, Ed, I hope you had a good Thanksgiving.
Yes, sir, I did. Thank you very much, Mr. Norrie, and happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you,
Ed. And I just wanted to get your perspective or your knowledge on global elitists tampering with human or animal bloodlines at any time throughout history, even up to now. And I'll take my answer off the air. Again, thank you very much, sir. Have a good night.
Okay, well, we've all heard about the fictitious movie, right? The Island of Dr. Moreau, where he played around with animals and humans and creatures, and he made all these bizarre things. I think somewhere on this planet, there are some whacked out scientists doing the exact same thing. I think they're mixing humans and animals, and they're doing all kinds of things. And I think they've created some creatures that are just absolutely horrible. And they probably have them somewhere, maybe on some island. I think that's real, and I think they're doing that. I really do. Let's go back to Pennsylvania now. Hunter's with us, first-time caller. Hey, Hunter, thanks for calling.
Hey, big fan, George. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
Hope you had a good Thanksgiving.
It was wonderful. I hope yours was, too.
Oh, it was. Hey, I just had to call in and tell you. I heard you were taking some calls on this Black Friday nonsense. I went out today with my girlfriend and her younger brother, and let me tell you what. We were standing in line at Walmart in the line for a laptop, and we got in line, and we were one of the top 10 in line, and, you know, they only have a limited supply, you know? So what they did was they counted the number of people in line, and then they cut off the line. So there wasn't, you know, any people waiting that had no point in being there because they weren't going to have enough. Well, it turns out when we got to the front of the line, we were second to last. The guy that was behind us thought that he was going to get a laptop. We waited in line for over an hour. And then once it was his turn, he found out that they miscounted and he didn't end up getting a laptop. And then all chaos broke loose. He started yelling for a manager, and he ended up getting escorted out by the police.
Oh, yeah. People go wacko. They go wacko. How much did you save on the laptop?
We saved a good $130-some, I believe. Yeah, it was a heck of a deal.
That's a good deal. Yeah, that's a good. And so was it worth it for you to stay in line that long?
Oh, absolutely, without a doubt. Made a lot of good friends in the process.
All right. Good for you. Thanks for the story. Love that. You know what? I do a lot of shopping online. I find that to be very easy to do. You know, Bob Crane's got his website with his radios and all the other great technological gizmos that he sells. He does that on phone, and I don't know. It's just more convenient for me. You know, unless you need something right away, it's kind of nice just to sit back and do that. Now, there's some things, of course, like clothes. You might need to try it on in, you know, if you don't get your sizes down to where you can just order online. But, you know, other than that, it's a hassle sometimes. Parking lots are unbelievable tomorrow. Unbelievable. My granddaughter's out shopping. She's out right now. She's 18 years old. She's back from college, and she's with her girlfriends, and she thinks this is the greatest thing in the world. You know, and she's been trying to find a parking spot for the last 3 hours. They're getting ready to go into a store. They're online. It's midnight here in St. Louis. Casey is in Inglewood, Colorado. Welcome to Coast to Coast. Hey, Casey, thanks for calling.
Hi, actually, it's Tracy, but it's great talking with you.
Okay.
I was just curious about if anybody believes in the hypothesis of Planet X. I kind of do. I've seen a lot of pictures and done a lot of research. And if anybody is making any plans for that, preparing or trying to network.
Well, Trace, first of all, you tell me, what do you think about it?
I don't want it to happen. I don't want to believe it, but it's all over the web. It's all over, you know, like people are seeing it. It's all over YouTube and everything. So,
well, do you think?
To plan for it. I'd like to. I live in a relatively safe place, but I'd like to go to the mountains. But nobody believes this in my neck of the woods but me. So I don't have anybody to network with. So,
well, let me ask you this. If you knew a planet was coming by that could play some havoc on planet Earth, could disrupt things, what would you do if you had 6 months to prepare?
Well, 6 months would be great because I would at least start, you know, buying some extra groceries and canned goods and stuff like that. But I want to get out of the city because there's a lot of people in the Denver area that have that entitlement attitude, and they're just going to be takers. And so I don't want to be around that.
Off you
go.
That's
why I like to get up to the mountains and get in the country. But I'm unemployed and I don't have much money to work with. So it's going to be interesting if this indeed does happen.
The next hour, we're going to talk about pole shifts. So make sure you're listening to that part of the program. You're going to get some great information. Alexander is with us and he is in California. Hey, Alexander, whereabouts are you?
Hey, how's it going? I'm over here in SoCal. I'm waiting in line at this great store called Blue South.
What are you waiting for? What are you going to buy?
Television, LG 47-inch, really great TV, smart TV.
Are you going to take it with you or are they going to deliver it to you?
Oh, no, I'm taking it with me. I'm over here with my truck.
Oh, you're ready to roll. And what kind of deal do you think you're going to get?
Oh, they have a 47-inch LG smart TV for $799. Which is a $1,500 TV.
That's not a bad deal.
Yeah.
Okay, what happens, Alexander, if you get there, you get in line, you wait, and they run out? Will you be frustrated, disappointed?
No, I'm pretty sure they have something comparable. You know, they probably have some, you know, a little bit higher priced TVs. They'll probably be maybe a little bit comparable, but I'm not a picky customer. I'll settle with something else.
Play the part of a reporter for me right now. Describe the scene. What's going on out there?
Okay, tonight in 10 o'clock news, we have about 200 people waiting in line of this Curacao store. Freezing out here.
Freezing in California? That's not bad, huh? Yeah. And is everything peaceful? Nobody's losing it or anything like that?
You know what? This store is not like a Best Buy, but it's the Spanish version of a Best Buy, and everyone seems nice and, you know, calm. Everyone's wearing their ponchos and all, and I got some people selling some hot something out here.
Something to eat, I hope.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Thanks, Alexander. Appreciate it. Black Friday, we're getting it live right here on Coast to Coast AM. Cliffside Park, New Jersey. Dave's with us. Welcome to the program, David. Go ahead.
Mr. Norrie, happy Thanksgiving, sir.
You too, Dave. Thank you.
Listen to me. George, this whole Sandy thing and the UFOs in the Pacific, I'm a little on edge.
Oh, well. It's going to happen eventually. It's not a matter of if. I think it's when.
You're waiting for like the left foot to drop or something, you know. And I'm 53. I'm not really a paranoid type person. Basically, because I'm on a lot of pain medication.
Yeah.
But anyway, I just wanted to wish the world peace and love, and let's get the Middle East in order, and that would be great for the next 2013.
Well, we're going to need all the peace and all the love. We're going to need everything we can get these days, believe me. We're going to continue with open lines tonight. I want to tell you a little bit more about just what has been going on this planet and this world. People are still acting strange and weird. Look, I don't want to dwell on this story, but a guy kills his wife and cooks her. What is wrong with people? What is happening? Oh, my gosh. Anyway, if you want to email me, and I got lots this weekend coming up, of course, they just keep rolling in, and I got lots over the holidays, just email me at george@coasttocoastam.com. That's george@coasttocoastam.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, okay? And you can do that by going to the upper right-hand corner of coasttocoastam.com as well. I'll be back in a moment. More Thanksgiving open lines on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. I'm George Norrie. You know, even though times are tough, try to take at least one moment to think of one thing that you can be thankful for, whatever it might be. Just try to find it. Find it in your life. Find it in a person you care about. And it'll change your life. It really will. Let me tell you something. I'm coming up on 10 years doing Coast to Coast in January. What I'm thankful for is you, because you have made this program what it is today, the highest rated overnight program in the country. You continue to support us. You listen to us on your favorite radio stations, you know, your StreamLink members, Coast Insiders, the various chat rooms that are all over the place, and I mention them on a regular basis. That's what I'm thankful for. I mean, we have taken something that a lot of people thought might not be done and have turned this thing into something where it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And in these very strange times we're in, and I'm telling you, they are very strange, more and more people are beginning to turn to this program for advice and information, and it's because of you. You have made this what it is, and you fuel what we do. We've got a great support staff. I might as well thank them right now, too. And let me start with our executive producer, Lisa Lyon. Stephanie Smith, who works with Lisa in our offices in Oregon. And then in Los Angeles, of course, I've got Tom Danheiser and Dan Galante and Dave Bujinski and Nathan Staten and so many other people, Will Wilkerson, a new fellow joining us, John Howie. These people help put us on the air. And then, of course, all the other hosts that keep doing what they do for Coast to Coast on a regular basis. And then, of course, who can forget our webmasters, Lex Lonehood and his trusty folks? Of course, Sean Latasseur and Timothy Banal, who helps us out quite a bit as well. And then, you know, the vaccine people. We've got technicians that, you know, are back there getting the satellite system on, keeping it going. We've got marketing people that deal with affiliates on a regular basis. They let them know, hey, Coast to Coast and George, you're going to be live on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, and it's just a great team. It's a family team, and it gets bigger and bigger. But none of this could have happened without your continued support in this program. And on this day, that's what I wanted to thank you for, and from the bottom of my heart. Now we go back to the calls. Thelma is in Roswell, New Mexico. What a great spot to be, Thelma.
Yes.
Hi there.
The UFO landed here, but that's not what I called you about.
Okay, what's up?
Well, I was calling about the incident of John Kennedy's assassination. My son was at the University of Oklahoma when that happened, and he had gone for the weekend to visit his college roommate and spent the weekend with him at his home in Dallas. And his father was a doctor that was on duty when they brought John Kennedy's body in. At the breakfast table the next morning, my son was there with the family and had breakfast. And the doctor said, what a mess they had last night when they brought John Kennedy in. Said, and they blew the top of his head off and said he was hit from the front and he's hit from the back.
Oh, my.
The doctor said that. But shortly after breakfast, when he left the house, they were waiting for him, and they told him to shut up and not speak to anybody about what he saw or did. So they put a QT on the doctor, but the doctor made the comment at the breakfast table. He was
what
hit
a
from
story.
The front, he was hit from the back, and nearly half his head was blown off.
Thelma, did that story ever get to the Warren Commission or anybody else?
I don't know, but my son was a sophomore at the University of Oklahoma, and he was visiting in a home.
To this day, is your son convinced then that this doctor was telling him the truth?
And this was one of the two doctors that was on duty.
That's a great story. And he said he was shot from the front and shot from the back.
Right. He said he was hit from the front and he was hit from the back.
Well, I bet a doctor would know that. Thelma, thanks for that. Dave is in Memphis, Tennessee, on East of the Rockies line. Hey, David, go ahead.
Hey, nice to talk to you, George. I'd been listening for quite a while, and for obvious reasons, I don't get a chance to call in very often, but I really enjoy your show and appreciate what you do.
Thank you. Thank you much, Lee. Where are you these days?
I thought I'd call and let you know I'd been working at Kmart detail. I worked midnight shift, and this morning was just absolutely nuts. It was just crazy. But a lot of it, you know, I don't think that when they think about the retail side, but, you know, it's a hard time of the year, and retailers are trying to make their money back and stuff, but they don't really tell the consumers what they need to know. You know, they don't have enough tickets to hand out, and you have people wrapped all the way around the building, and it's first come, first serve. And, boy, when they figure out that they've been waiting 3-4 hours in line and aren't going to get the ticket for the item they came to get, it's and you can't blame them for being mad, but, you know, at the same time, you've got to, you know, try to get them to keep them in perspective. You know, it's just a TV.
That's right.
Not the end of the world, you know. But
do you try to offer them something alternative? You know, if they can't get the TV, do you try to help them out with something else?
Well, you know, with me, I'm a municipal police officer, so I don't actually work for Kmart. So I don't, okay. I didn't get the impression that they did that. They were just like, oh, well, it's first come, first serve. You know, so, I mean, that's it could be kind of bad. Tonight, it's much calmer. I come in almost at midnight, and I think they opened the doors at 8, so I don't know what they did different, but it seems to be much better. But it was touch and go this morning. I wasn't sure how bad it was going to get. There had to be about 3,000 people waiting in line this morning.
That could be a problem. I mean, as a police officer, law enforcement, what do you do if things start getting out of control?
Call for cars. That's all you can do.
As many as you can get there, I bet.
That's it. And that's all you can do, and I hope that you can talk people and make them understand, you know, you got to keep it in perspective, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Folks, it's only a TV or whatever. You know?
Exactly.
All right, well, you be safe, and I hope you had a good Thanksgiving, David.
Absolutely. Keep it up, George. I really appreciate your show.
You got that. You know, we've got police officers, medical technicians, firefighters, folks at home, people in their car, truck drivers, you name it. We've got it, listening to Coast, all around this planet. Let's go to John in Knoxville, Tennessee. Hey, John, it's your turn. Thank you.
Hey, George, how you doing?
Good.
The
tryptophan didn't kick in, thank God, or I'd fall asleep on the air. I can't have that.
That L-tryptophan stuff.
God.
Last week you had I can't remember her last name, but you had a lady on, her name was Betsy. And she's talking about UFOs and portals.
Might have been on the weekend. It was our weekend shows.
Yeah.
But that's
it might have been.
It was a weekend.
See, there was a thing that clicked in my head. UFO sightings going far back as biblical times, right?
Oh, sure. I believe that, too.
And on up to, still today. But there was something that I noticed that, remember that thing that Navy did called the Philadelphia Experiment?
Yep.
Okay. I was wondering, because from that time on to today, there seems to be more UFO sightings than there was between 1943 and the biblical times. So I was just wondering if that might have sparked opened up a portal so that more UFOs can come through.
That's a good theory. But let me tell you, John, what I think has happened. We've been visited since the beginning of time. We might have even been seated. But after we, you know, bombed Hiroshima and Nagasaki with atomic bombs, I think things really started to happen. Roswell was in 47. The atomic bombs were in 45. 2 years later, all these things are beginning to happen. I think they realized once we got into the atomic age that this planet had to be watched. And, you know, you look at timing and, you know, I believe there are no coincidences. Something was happening. And I think that was the kickoff point. I don't think the Philadelphia experiment per se opened up the portal to let them in, because I think they could come in anytime they want. I think they realized something's going on planet Earth, folks. Let's start monitoring what they're doing, or let's go back. Let's go to Idaho now, Bill, west of the Rockies. Hey, Bill, go for it.
Hey, George.
Hi.
What I want to talk about is somebody that, Art Bell had on his program back in 2001.
Okay.
Michael Heisner.
Michael's been on before. Michael Heisner.
And he was, and this is it, Andre Sitchin, or have I got that first name wrong?
Zechariah Sitchin, who died. He died at the age of 90 some time ago.
Okay. I was just listening to a program with Joyce Riley.
All right. And you know, Heisner does not agree with Sitchin.
He does not. He's, you know, Heisner is a Bible scholar. He's a researcher like a bulldog on a bone. So, you know, back in 2001, Art Bell tried to get him and Sitchin on a program, and Sitchin would not agree to it.
No, he does not like to debate.
So, George, I'm putting the ball in your court.
I can't get Sitchin. He's dead.
Well, I just want to know what you think about.
I can do some miraculous things, but I'm not sure I can pull that off. But I'll try.
Your opinion. You have to have an opinion.
Well, I've had Heisner on before. I've had Sitchin on before. They're two scholars, two brilliant people, who have two totally different views about interpreting these Sumerian tablets and texts. And I can't tell you who was right and who was wrong, because the only way for me to do that, Bill, is to be able to decipher that myself. And I'm not a biblical scholar like those two. I will tell you this. Heisner has some people who agree with him. No question about it. Zechariah Sitchin has a lot of people who agree with his studies in a huge way. So there you have it. I think it comes down to your own belief system. What do you think? I think the bottom line here is whether Sitchin was right or wrong or Heisner is right or wrong. The one thing I think both of them could agree is something very unusual happened on this planet a very long time ago. First-time caller in Appleton, Wisconsin. Tom's with us. Hey, Tom, go ahead.
Yes, hi, George. Hey. I was ready. I was just wondering if you're ready for some fun with numbers.
I'll try. What do you got for me?
Well, a couple of years ago, I came up with this. I was wondering what the numbers for the end of the Mayan calendar is, December 21st, 2012.
Okay.
And what I came up with is if you add the month, December, the 12th, the 1 and the 2 together, you come up with a 3.
Mm-hmm.
And if you add the 2 and the 1 together, the date, you come up with a 3. And the 1 and the 2 from the year to 12, you come up with a 3.
Mm-hmm.
Now you take each 3, multiply that with the 2 from 2000, and you come up with 666.
Ho, 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 ho. The sign of the beast, huh?
Yep.
Well, it's coming up. It's less than a month away now. I can't believe it. When I started doing Coast to Coast, not on a fill-in basis, but when I was doing it full-time, I thought, hey, what a great date, December 21st, 2012. It's 10 years away. What a great strike point there. Man, it's here. It is here. I'm going to go out on a limb. I still think a lot of it has to do with the sun. And, you know, I won't be shocked if we get hit with an X flare on or about that time period. And I just think the Mayans were experts at celestial events. Now, next hour, you're going to hear a number of different things, including, of course, the magnetic pole shift. So get ready for that. And you're going to hear a few more things leading up to December 21st, 2012. And on that night, which is going to be a Friday, we're going to have a number of guests from all over the place. Richard C. Hoagland, by the way, will be on a cruise down in that Mayan region around Central America, and he's going to phone in as well. Lots of things could be happening, but we'll have a lot of people on. It's going to be an interesting night. Let's go to Ryan in Miami, Florida. Hey, Ryan, welcome to the program.
Hey, what's going on, Nori? Can you hear me clear?
Yeah, I can.
Okay. You believe in the reengineering in the UFOs. You believe that the government, our government, has some of the UFOs that we see in the air. It's not only UFOs. It's some of them are our governments, right? You believe that, right?
Not necessarily, but
okay. Well,
I'm open to the possibility.
Well, of course, it's been re-engineered, and the same speed that you see that is being modified, the same speed that you see in display in the air, that's the same speed that they use going in and out of Earth, seeding other planets, using clones, coming up with different religions. Of course, it's they're in and out. But what I'm saying is this is very important. I love your show. I listen to you all the time. But I got to ask you something, and I don't want you to think that I'm nuts. I love your show. But I find it really weird that the aliens did not ever visit you or try to. I kind of believe you might be an alien, Ori. I think that you're here to see who have powers, and you're taking in all of the calls to see who have powers and who have potential portals or who knows what. So you probably filter the information to the aliens, and you're just here to sit with us while 2012 occurs.
Let me ask you something.
I really believe that.
Well, let me ask you something. How did you figure that out?
Because, Nori, you're loved by all over the world. I love you, but the aliens had to have communicated with you somehow, some way. I don't know if you're a clone or you're just here with the human flesh.
Are you guessing this, or do you know this for sure? Because I'm going to tell you something in a minute, but I need to know how you know this.
Because this is what I'm thinking. Everyone's sitting down, and you're the pulse of all of the conspiracy theories in this country and the world. People call you, but yet you're so calm. And I'm not saying that you're not. You don't have to be calm, or you have to be all wild or something. But you're calm. You're too calm. And I think that the aliens probably visit you, or even have you among us to sit here and watch us and to take our temperature, sort of whatever we say, whatever we see. And so you sort of report this back to the aliens that's running this government, because I know the aliens is running this government. And
well, Ryan, let me let you in on a very big secret about, oops, we're out of time. I've got to come back in a moment with our special guest as we talk about the magnetic pole shifts. Stand by.